The Spirit Line. By Frank Anthony. Wouldn't it be great if we could pick up the phone and give God a call to ask Him what we should do now? Chances are that, even if we could call God, we would just foul up His instructions or hear only what we want to hear. That is exactly how we are with the Bible, which is God's message to us. There are many people who seek a personal message from God when they don't realize that we have one. But we forsake the way God speaks to us through the Bible. When we forsake the Bible, we risk placing ourselves in the position to hear, "Why should I let you into heaven?" If we have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our service to God will answer that question. The more we know the Lord, the closer we come to hearing, "Well done, you good and faithful servant," when we stand before Him. We have a spirit line to God. The Bible is His instruction book to us, and prayer is the direct phone line for all Christians. Some want to hear from God by a direct phone line instead of learning His words through the Bible. We can have the direct line, but we must stay in His Word. We may want that graduate degree in understanding God, but degrees are not that important if we are walking with the Lord. Yes, sometimes it is difficult to understand God, especially on specific things. When we do not try to understand God, that is when the enemy moves in, giving us a spirit of fear, as Paul speaks of in 2 Tim 1:7. In other cases we are overcome by evil, the opposite of what Paul says in Rom 12:21. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." Having heard that statement, we should not now nor ever give in to that spirit of fear, or be overcome by the evil of the world. Yet there's some things in general that God may want to communicate to us in personal life decisions. God wants us to use the Bible and our spirit line to Him. If we begin to use these things, we will find it easier to understand the specifics and God guidance. God wants to turn our troubles into triumphs. History shows that God is a master of this if we allow Him.